Welcome back to Cinephile Chronicles. I'm your host, Catfish.
And I'm B. Rice.
And today we have a very special guest with us.
Chili Dog.
What is up, Chili Dog? Today we're going to talk about Chili Dog's favorite films and his least favorite film genre.
Thank you guys for having me. I really do appreciate it.
We love having you on here.
Guys, you're making me feel so special.
We wanted you on here for so long.
Second episode, well, we have you straight out of the gate.
Number one pick. We are so excited.
Thank you. I really do appreciate it. Guys, you're making me tear up.
All right, Chili Dog. First question, what is your top three favorite films, starting with three?
Number three is a classic for me. One of my all-time rewatchable favorites is Baby Driver.
Ooh.
Baby Driver's soundtrack just alone is phenomenal.
That's a great pick. I love that movie.
That film turned me on to the Elvis Presley song, Bell Bottoms.
Oh,
Bell
yeah.
Bell Bottoms. Yeah. Actually, no, a bunch of my favorite songs are from that movie. Like Never Ever Gonna Give You Up by Barry White, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
No, but I really like the John Bernthal.
Yeah.
He's in that movie. He's like one of my favorite actors.
John Hamm is good in it.
I forgot John Hamm's in that movie of Mad Men fame.
Yes.
And then there's that one guy, Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Look at us, guys. Look how knowledgeable
we
are.
We know actors. We know this is Cinephile Chronicles. Okay. We know movies.
Yeah. No, we have to.
All right, Cole.
Are we transitioning into two now?
Yeah. What's your number two pick?
Number two is Interstellar.
You know, I have never seen that movie.
I really? Still, the way you haven't seen that, I don't think you can run
listen,
this podcast.
Listen. I hate space. I hate it. I hate space.
Oh.
I have a phobia of like deep space, and that just freaks me out so much.
But your favorite movie of all time is Blade Runner.
What? Yes, because
the new
it's,
one.
Because no, the old one.
Oh, okay.
But it's on a planet. It's based on a planet.
You still need to watch the old one.
You're not in like I can understand like I can deal with like talks of deep space and them not showing it, but like Interstellar, them being stuck on a planet where like. Is like a year passing on Earth freaks me out.
What if you just watch the movie and you get over your fear? How about that?
Yeah, it's like facing your fears by exposing yourself to it.
I mean, it does have one of my favorite actors, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey is amazing in it too.
And it has the best twists of film like of all time.
Yeah. Didn't he win an Oscar for that movie?
I think so.
Yeah.
Like best. He should have at least. The soundtrack is phenomenal as well.
I've seen scenes from it where he's in the truck driving down the...
Yeah, in the cornfield.
Cornfield.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact, he actually did grow all of that corn.
Who did?
Himself. Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or no, it wasn't Matthew. Who directed
Christopher
it?
Nolan?
Yeah, Christopher Nolan grew all the corn himself and then sold it for a profit.
Oh, yeah, because he was like, I don't want to use
somebody else. Yeah, he didn't want to buy it off of somebody else, so he just grew his own.
That's actually pretty legendary.
It's pretty cool.
I really like Christopher Nolan, and that's another reason that I probably need to watch it, is he's one of my favorite directors.
Yeah, I mean, watch it tonight. You know what, Catfish? Go for it.
All right. Chili Dog, what is your number one favorite film of all time?
Now, this may be a little cringy. But La La Land comes in at number one for me.
I don't find that cringy at all. That's completely valid there.
Okay, guys. When I tell you this, I don't cry at movies. I bawled at La La Land. La La Land is one of the most beautiful and sad movies I've ever seen in my entire life. Ryan Gosling does an amazing job. Emma Stone, even better. I couldn't make it better in a single aspect at all. Perfect pacing, perfect music, everything.
I think you're pretty valid in that option.
Yeah, I don't think that's cringy at all. That movie also, same as you, I don't cry during movies, and I had to I cried at the end, and then I had to take a minute just to recollect myself.
Yeah, no, I was snotting. It was everywhere.
I think it's such a great amalgamation of music in a movie.
No, definitely agree. And I like how it transitions from the seasons too. It has winter to fall to summer. All the music transitions with it. It's perfect. I genuinely couldn't make it better.
Yeah, I like all the choreography and the dance scenes and stuff. Like the opening scene where they're all dancing on the highway and
yeah, that's awesome. I'm not a big musical person either,
mm-hmm.
but again, it's just perfect.
It really is it's so good. I love Ryan Gosling.
He's so good.
I love him in Drive.
I haven't seen Drive.
Really? I Drive.
I need to see Taxi Driver, Drive.
Oh, Taxi Driver is a good one.
I think you're allowed to sleep on Taxi Driver.
Yeah, you can definitely sleep on it. You don't got to
Yeah.
I don't got to rush to do anything.
No.
But
yeah.
But do I need a rush? In that case, do I need a rush to watch Interstellar?
Yes.
I wouldn't say so either.
I would say it was genuine. I think Interstellar is the movie that got me so interested in watching other movies.
Mm-hmm.
It introduced me and kind of, I don't know, reset my mind in a way. Like, you ever watch a movie and you're just like, wow, my life is different because La of that La Land. Movie. La La Land did that to me. Oppenheimer, I feel like, did that to me a little bit. Oppenheimer,
man, that was...
It changed your brain chemistry?
Yeah, exactly. Spider-Man, what's the one with the three Spider-Mans?
No Way Home.
Yeah, No Way Home, that did it to me. The new Miles Morales, that did it to me.
The new Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
I'm disappointed.
I wanted to see that one in the theater really bad, and I just didn't get the chance. But
watch it when you can as well.
But I saw.
I haven't seen it yet either.
Well, guys, I really how want can to. You run this?
we have seen a lot of really good, like, older movies.
Yeah, okay.
No, but yeah, I wanted to see that one in the theater, but I did see Oppenheimer in the theater twice in IMAX.
I saw it twice in IMAX as well, actually.
It was so
good. Yeah, no, it was
I love that
phenomenal.
Movie.
I chose to watch the Barbie movie instead.
I watched both, but... I
haven't seen Barbie.
Guys, what are you doing?
These are new movies you're talking about. We've seen a lot of the older ones that you may not have seen.
Like what? Name some.
2001 A Space Odyssey. Nope.
Donnie Darko?
No.
You've seen those or you have?
Not seen either of those.
Donnie Darko isn't even that old.
No, Adam Sandler in it? No.
No. J.J. Gyllenhaal.
What am I thinking of?
I don't know what you're...
Little Ricky?
Little Nicky.
Little Nicky, that's it.
Those are two drastically different movies.
No, they're pretty similar.
I really thought that was Donnie Darko. I see Nightcrawler.
That movie.
Jake Gyllenhaal and Prisoners. Prisoners is good.
Yeah. Prisoners right. on Netflix.
Yeah, that's
what. Last question for you, Chili Dog.
Yes, sir.
What is your least favorite genre of movie?
That's a good question. I may just have to go. Okay, I'm gonna get bashed for this one, but horror films, guys. No, it's not. Okay, it's not necessarily my least favorite. I'm just least in touch with it. I have seen one ever. I think that was Halloween Kills. It's like. Three years, and it was awful.
You didn't see a good horror movie.
No,
yeah, I think that's your problem.
He just kept coming back to life. God, we finally got rid of him. And he rises out from the flames and kills like eight firemen. What do you want?
That but it was pretty sick. Cool. That was pretty cool, sick.
But it was why?
No, we're going to have to bump you to some Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, we are both very big fans
of
Texas Chainsaw movies.
See, I've never seen like Scream. I've never seen any of the Friday the 13th. None of it.
During Halloween, Cole, we're going to...
Nightmare on Elm Street.
We're gonna have a little movie night.
We're going to have a movie night and watch all these scary movies.
I've been meaning to for years. I've been telling myself I'm going to for years. No. Just can't find the time. I just don't care enough.
But now, I can see not liking horror movies because you don't get scared by them anymore. Like slasher movies.
Oh, no,
movies,
they scare me.
They scare you?
Yeah, I get a little spooked.
I mean, I understand not getting that, like, not liking them because, like, you don't like gore stuff or you don't like body torture like the Saw movies and stuff. But, like, you just really got to watch some.
I've seen a Saw movie. I don't remember which one.
Those movies, I don't hate those movies, but they gross me out.
They died off after the third one, in
they
my
did.
Opinion.
I like gore.
I don't mind gore, but they just like it makes my stomach.
Should I watch
turn.
Paranormal Activities? Have you guys seen that?
The first one.
First one.
I've not seen any of those.
It's a classic. My dad showed me. That
I heard it was terrifying.
Yeah, like watching it. Like whenever I was younger, I was like, "Oh, I'm scared now."
Insidious is also a good one. We need to watch.
Have you guys seen The Nun?
I have. I've seen all the Conjuring universe movies.
I haven't seen a single one of those.
Those are really good.
Don't watch The Nun. It's bad. I hated The Nun.
Really?
I'm not gonna watch the second one.
It's not the worst thing ever. It's not the worst movie ever.
I think the worst thing you do with a horror movie is have no harm done to, like, most of the characters. And it's the main villain.
It's literally just jump scares?
It's just jump scares. I'm like, I'd rather play FNAF or something.
Alrighty. Chili Dog, thank you for coming on today.
Thank you for having me. I really do appreciate it, guys.
Hey,
no problem.
Like I said, number one pick.
Guys, quit. I'm kicking my feet.
Thank you guys for listening to Cinephile Chronicles, episode 2. I'm Catfish.
I'm B. Rice.
I'm Chili Dog.
Have a good day.